The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
2 decades on air. This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Minneapolis voters rejecting a proposal to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety, an idea that arose following the death of George Floyd. The initiative would have changed the city charter to remove a requirement that the city have a police department with a minimum number of officers. It's still quite not yet official, but in Virginia, Republican Glenn Youngkin is closing in now on victory over Democrat Terry McAuliffe in the governor's race. He has a 4-point lead right now with about 91% of the vote counted. Former police captain Eric Adams will be the next mayor of New York City. He has won the race Tuesday as voters across the U.S. pick new city leaders from candidates who are largely defined by their stances on police and crime. This is SRN News.
Before we arrived, the station sounded like this.
WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Then on March 19th, 2001, you heard this.
More power than a Tomahawk cruise missile. AM 1280, The Patriot. News talk around the clock. Proud to bring you today's best communicators.
Still going strong after 2 decades. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
It's AM 1280, The Patriot, live and local, breaking down election results across Minnesota and the country. More with the closer, Brad Carlson from the Northern Alliance Radio Network, coming up next here on AM 1280, The Patriot. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 29. We're looking at partly cloudy skies, 43 for Wednesday. Some sunshine around 50 Thursday. And looks a little nicer as we head towards the weekend. Mid-50s Friday, could see near 60 on Saturday.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
$1,500 in savings is blowing your way from standard heating and air conditioning. Winter is coming, so now is the time to replace your furnace and air conditioner. Don't wait for the cold snap to take advantage of these deep discounts of $1,500 off before rebates on a new furnace and AC combo. Ask them about replacing your water heater with your purchase. Standard Heating's blustery November savings of $1,500 on a new furnace and air conditioner combo will have you swirling. Standard Heating is a family-owned and operated business with 91 years of serving the Twin Cities community. Take advantage of this November savings sale with $1,500 off before rebates. Hurry, this offer blows away on November 30th. Go to standardheating.com for more details. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, providing the comfort you deserve since 1930. Mention The Patriot. That's standardheating.com. Standardheating.com.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
We all know how crazy the real estate market has been the past few years. Home values going up, interest rates have been at historic lows. It's a great opportunity to take advantage of both of those. Now, maybe you refinanced and maybe you did it a couple years ago. Maybe you're in the process, you're looking at moving. Well, United Faith Mortgage is somebody that can really set you on a great path. Hey, it's Lee Michaels here for United Faith Mortgage, and they are in the relationship business. It's not about just right now getting you into the best rate. Yes, they will do that, but they're also thinking about being there for you now and in the future. So whether you're thinking about it soon or down the road, United Faith Mortgage has great options for you, like a cash out refinance. Maybe that home value has gone up. Maybe you want to do some upgrades. Maybe you want to take a trip. Maybe you want to just set yourself up for the future a little better. Take that cash out refinance. Call United Faith Mortgage. They are a direct lender, which means they handle everything themselves, and that can get you a better rate. For details, visit them online at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Mortgage Corp, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. Ryan Vareka, NMLS number 65233.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I'm proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Decision 2021. Sure, it hasn't generated headlines and made waves like the 2020 presidential election did. But don't be mistaken. There's a lot at stake today, and your vote is a really big deal.
Potentially alter your destiny.
Wow, that's a lot to take in.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
With an update on the polls and the future of the Twin Cities, here's your host, Brad Carlson.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Me, Brad Carlson, along with Mitch Berg. We are members of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in studio, poring over election results locally and nationally. So, some intriguing developments in the Virginia House of Delegates.
Yes.
Major plot twist. It appears there was an error on the Virginia Beach site. They updated the account on their site. There is the Republican is now ahead by just, if my math is correct, 63 votes.
Wow.
As opposed to like 300 with just one Dem precinct left. Now, right now, as it stands, there are 50 Republicans, 47 Democrats, and three uncalled races. So if the Republicans just get one of those, they will have the outright majority in the House of Delegates.
Wow.
And McAuliffe is not conceding yet. He says, we still have votes to count. Glenn Youngkin, a 1.9% lead with 95% of the precincts reporting in Virginia. A lot of outlets have already called that race. Dave Wasserman, again, with Cook Political Report, called it an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that I put a lot of trust in when it comes to calling this stuff. So from a national standpoint, that's what we're looking at. What can you tell us about the New Jersey gubernatorial race, Mitch Berg? I know you have family out in New Jersey. You've been following that closely?
I do, and I can't say I've been following it closely. Honestly, I walked down here this evening an hour late because of a variety of reasons and saw that it was not a blowout, which is what you normally expect to happen to Republicans in the Garden State. And here we are with 63% in, and it's a 3.2% lead for Jack Cittarelli. Now, let's stay sober about this here. I mean, as usual, the biggest, bluest parts of New Jersey, Essex County, Passaic County, Bergen County, are heavily reported in, but not completely. I think there's a lot of votes to be had there. Camden County looks like it's reported in. So again, we're still under three quarters of the vote, actually under two thirds of the votes in. But that Cittarelli was under a point when they were hanging around 40% in, and the lead that he has seems to increase. Now, means nothing until all the votes come in from Newark,
of course,
from Passaic, from the
the Hudson Valley counties up in the north. So those are sort of the Democrat stronghold in Jersey. I mean, it's considered a hard blue state, but you go much out of the northern third of the state, it's actually pretty darn red out there. You get into the Pine Barrens and along the shore, it's pretty darn red.
All I can think of is a Sopranos episode. We'll take them down the Pine Barrens.
That's right.
Duly noted.
Yeah, when I heard that particular line of the where my mind wanders. So, okay.
That's right.
Well, keeping an eye upon that. Again, Minneapolis were, it looks like, again, the defund the police was shot down. That particular ballot question number two, voters reject a plan to replace the police department. Whereas question number one, the strong mayor amendment, and question number three, actually, the Star Tribune has called question number three, the rent control amendment passes in Minneapolis. No big surprise there.
People love free stuff.
Apparently, yeah, because rent control, it works everywhere it's tried, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, not so much.
It's why it's easy to find an affordable place in New York and San Francisco.
Exactly. So the strong mayor amendment will likely pass as well. Rent control, that was the only ballot question in St. Paul, I believe.
And that'll pass handily, which will have exactly the effect we believe it will.
40% of the precincts reporting in St. Paul, 54% yes, 46% no. So consistently running 5 to 8 points in favor of yes. So no other real surprises in St. Paul. Looks like Melvin Carter is going to cruise to reelection in a nonpartisan race, of course.
Yeah. And in the meantime, ranked choice voting showing that it's doing the job it was picked to do. The three candidates who were considered to be challengers to Melvin Carter, Paul Langenfeld, Bill Hosko, and fireman Dino Guerin, who former city councilman actually as well here, together among them come in about 35% of the vote. Now, with one candidate, if the Republican Party were a functional entity in St. Paul, which, let's be frank, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's even more functional in Minneapolis than it is in St. Paul. The loonies have taken over in St. Paul. That would be 35% of the vote, which wouldn't necessarily be anything to get you near measuring the drapes in the St. Paul's mayor's office. But on the other hand, it would be a respectable contention. Well, essentially, ranked choice voting is dividing, allowing the DFL to divide and conquer the opposition in both cities. Dino Guerin, who, again, put out my garage fire back in 2009.
God bless him for it. Yes.
Yeah, 12% of the vote, which honestly is miraculously high. Considering what you normally see in these sorts of races in single party cities like this, you look at the opposition in Minneapolis. I mean, Jacob Frey is at 42% and will likely wind up having to go in. Will definitely have to go into next rounds of counting. Sheila Najad is at 21%. Katie Knuth is at around 18%. And so between them, the DFL has, just doing the math in my head here, 81% of the vote on the first round of ballots here. They will wind up having to recount this. Jacob Frey will likely win. The biggest upset that I can see in Minneapolis so far today, we talked about this earlier, as you pointed out, the defund the police amendment went down, as did at least one and likely three, I think potentially two or three of the defunders. As we pointed out in the last hour, this is a huge shocker, Philippe Cunningham, boom, out of there.
Yeah, WCCO-TV has officially called that one. Philippe Cunningham is out.
Cam Gordon looks like he is on his way out. I mean, if you tally up the first and second round votes, his opponents are ahead of him in both rounds. I don't know how he gets to a win from there. Ranked choice voting is a little opaque to me, as it is designed to be.
Right.
But if you go by the simple math, it looks like Cam Gordon, the longtime Green Party representative on the Minneapolis City Council, is out of there. And with it, a relatively moderate voice of the City Council, at least on most things. And it looks like Jeremiah Ellison, it's just doing the math on the website right now, on the Secretary of State's website. If the first three rounds of ballots are counted, first three ranks are counted, it looks like Crystal Park might, I have to look that name up here, but might have a shot at upsetting Jeremiah Ellison. So
okay.
Two of the big, of the most out front defunders, at least one of them is headed to defeat. Lisa Bender didn't even bother trying. Alondra Cano is retired, well, moving on into being a consumer of public money.
Right.
And Jeremiah Ellison, I'd say, very much up in the air at this point, Brett Carlson.
Yeah. So there's a lot of them hanging on by a thread, but Philippe Cunningham, that was a complete rout.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm not familiar with my Minneapolis demographics, the wards, what have you. Why? Any insight as to why Philippe Cunningham was so soundly defeated, yet Jeremiah Ellison, Cam Gordon it's close, but not as soundly defeated. Any theories on that?
My theory is this: if I had to guess, I'm going to say that you could look at it one of two ways. Philippe Cunningham represents one of the wards in the near north side of Minneapolis here.
Okay,
he represents the neighborhood that has been hardest hit by crime.
Oh, okay,
or. Sure. If you would have it, also been hardest hit by police brutality, if you want to look at it that way.
Fair enough.
Could see it as a referendum between those two views. You could also say, and he might say at this point, since, as Priya Samsundar pointed out in the first hour, the voter turnout is the lowest in some of these crime-ridden neighborhoods, perhaps the entire Philippe Cunningham demographic stayed home out of fear. I'm suspecting it may be just so many community leaders have come out. I mean, when you have Ron Samuels appearing almost like a Republican.
Don Samuels, yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Oh, my God, yeah, you're right.
When you have some of these long-time firebrand DFL-aligned community leaders sounding like law and order conservatives in the context of the neighborhood, you know something's going on. There's an awful lot of people up in the north side who I don't think we're having the defund thing, which is the last thing you'd expect if you follow the media narrative. But I'm interested in looking at the precinct by precinct and ward by ward votes on some of these ballot questions.
Well, it's interesting developments in Virginia. The House of Delegates keeping an eye on that. Per Virginia Beach's website, House District 85, the Democrat is now ahead by about 96 votes. And House District 21, the Democrat Kelly Converse Fowler is also ahead by about 300-400 votes. So Dave Washington of Cook Political says, pending late-arriving mail ballots, provisionals, and possible recounts, Republicans pick up 5 seats in the Virginia House of Delegates for a 50-50 tie.
Oh, man.
And there is no tie-breaking provision for control of the chamber. So
wow.
Yeah.
Gridlock.
Uh-huh. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it kind of throws a monkey wrench into possibly overturning some of those gun control provisions if one of those other seats doesn't flip Republican.
On the other hand, you've got to figure there might be some of these Democrat seats out there who might be smelling what's cooking and maybe thinking that they need. I mean, just because a Democrat is a Democrat doesn't mean that they're necessary. I mean, these guys could be looking at midterms and looking at what seems to be likely to be befalling the Democrats and thinking maybe they need to look to their own self-preservation. I mean, here in Minnesota, we have the same issue here. A fair amount of DFLers are actually moderately acceptable on guns, especially outstate. Virginia, we'll see. We'll certainly see. But, they're certainly playing it up with 65%, with 95% in right now in Virginia.
Yeah, Youngkin's lead's increased from just under 2% to now 2.7%.
2.7, wow.
Okay. So that's big. I was getting a little nervous there because it got below 2%.
You know, I remember this pattern a few times here in what do we call it? Okay, this is Fairfax, right? Prince William race. Okay, so as expected, McAuliffe has been cruising in Prince William. That's a place where he's expected to win. Virginia, I've noticed this pattern, and stop me if I'm wrong in this, Brad. You get the big surge from the red middle of the state. Your military base counties and the great red swath across the middle half of the state. And then you start to get some of these blue, you know, the federal district and the area down along the North Carolina border that tends to be fairly blue. Those all start coming in. And then I think you get some of the far west, which tend to be like East West Virginia.
Right.
Maybe. maybe this is a good sign. Maybe the worst is over. Maybe I'm crossing my fingers and hoping the worst is over for Youngkin, as he seems to have picked up his lead here. And speaking of picking up their leads, Jack Cittarelli is holding a 3-point lead in New Jersey. This, if he holds this, and again, 2/3 of the votes are in right now in New Jersey. So it's still very possible for Murphy to pull up, but this would be an earthquake.
Once again, we are running a special election night broadcast, Decision 2021. Me, Brad Carlson, and Mitch Berg, both from the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, give us a call. What do you think? 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARN Show, hashtag NARN Show. And I have been totally lazy, dropping the ball, what have you. We are live streaming the broadcast, too, at AM 1280 The Patriots Facebook page, so go check us out there as well. A few more segments to go on our election night broadcast. Back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Pump that bass in. We like to know Chicago, New York, and L.A. Are y'all ready for the prance and the jam? And we're ready to roll.
I said you're finished. Get out.
Folks, our most fundamental freedoms are being threatened by politicians who can't even balance their own checking accounts, let alone our nation's budget. There's a concerted effort to censor conservatives and a push to replace your liberty with American Marxism. There's a simple step you can take to help save our great nation from American Marxism. Join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC members gain access to money-saving benefits, a website, a news app full of content from preeminent writers, and a magazine filled with content not available anywhere else. AMAC gives you what the mainstream media won't, the truth. But most importantly, AMAC has your back and mine on Capitol Hill. With over 2 million freedom-loving members, AMAC is a voice for conservatives that cannot be ignored. And remember, the great discounts and benefits. Stand with me and over 2 million constitutional conservatives by joining today at AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us, AMAC.us.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Robbinsdale Women's Center helps moms-to-be navigate their unplanned pregnancies. Here's one of our life decision stories.
I was date-raped and found myself pregnant. I was scared, depressed, all alone. I was against abortion, but when I was raped, I thought abortion was my only option. When I got to the abortion clinic, I could not stop crying, but no one cared. All they wanted me to do was sign papers and pay. I left brokenhearted. My friend took me to Robbinsdale Women's Center. Everyone was so kind, and I had a sense of peace. During the ultrasound, seeing the baby convinced me I wanted to have this child, no matter the reason for my pregnancy. I am thankful for God's gift of my son, Charlie. He is the love of my life.
Your donation to RWC will help make more life decisions possible. Visit rwcinfo.org to donate and watch Sasha's story. Donate today at rwcinfo.org.
Well, I moved into the house in the summer of 2018, and the siding was terrible. Hi, I'm Dave from Matamidi. I got a hold of JTR through friends. It almost looked like a giraffe. There were dark stains where the water had saturated the old paint that was on it, but there were other things that needed addressing, and there were a multitude of things, from putting doors in and railings and doing some electrical and things like that, all of which JTR gladly folded into the contract and took care of for me. It was an amazing transformation. In fact, my brother-in-law, who had visited before we had the siding done, when he came back about a month after it had been done, he stopped out in front of the house and called me and said, "What's your address again?" Because he couldn't believe the difference.
Contact JTR Roofing now for your siding, roofing, and window needs.
Want to enroll your child in Christian school for half the cost? TwinCitiesTuitions.com has joined with area private schools to offer half-price tuition for your child's first year. At TwinCitiesTuitions.com, you'll see our partnering schools, an interactive map to find one in your area, and frequently asked questions about the program. Now more than ever, it's important for your child to have a biblical worldview. Get details about the half-off Christian tuition program at TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
Dealing with car repairs can feel like a lose-lose situation. You lose your money and your time. And if you don't have the right coverage, just one repair can bleed you dry. With CarShield, you don't have to worry about expensive repairs anymore, because CarShield administrators handle the paperwork and expensive payments, so you don't have to. It's a win-win. CarShield could save you thousands. You get to pick your favorite mechanic to do the work, and CarShield's administrators take care of the rest. It's like they're your own personal team of auto repair problem solvers. Plans from CarShield even provide roadside assistance, rental coverage, and trip reimbursement at no additional charge. Whether your car is 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, CarShield has monthly coverage options to fit your budget. But get coverage today and see why CarShield cars go farther. Visit CarShield.com/Levin to save 10%. That's CarShield.com/Levin. A deductible may apply.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Decision 2021, our special election night broadcast. Brad Carlson and Mitch Berg of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. So glad to be with you. Pouring over all the results, national and local, focusing specifically on some of the local elections. You know, as we've been talking about, Philippe Cunningham, Minneapolis City Councilman in Ward 4, routed in his reelection bid. And Mitch Berg, you were just checking his ward for city question number two?
City question number two on the defunding of the police. I'm looking at the precinct by precinct results. There are a total of 8 precincts in the 4th Ward. And it's just fascinating looking at the vote totals. Now, you look in some of the more white, progressive precincts in Minneapolis, the question won big. But you look at Ward 4, Precinct 1, 512 to 196 against. Ward 2, 686 to 352, like a 2-to-1 margin. Precinct 3, a little closer, 274-200. The 5th precinct of the 4th Ward, 850 to 518. 6th is 600 to 426. Precinct 6 was 412 to 270. These aren't even close. If this was a fight, they'd stop it. 739 to 393.
Wow, yeah, that's a big dog.
And, I mean, some of these are 2-to-1 margins. This is in the heart of the North Side.
Yeah.
This is the heart of the
Have they been experiencing violent crime there, Mitch Berg?
I don't know. I'd have to look in the papers.
I think that might have something to do with it. Yeah.
Just might. Well, that's the opposite of what the DFL and the white progressives from Linden Hills and Kenwood, who run it, would expect you to think. I mean, you'd think that there'd be this massive outpouring of anger against the police department if the narrative were true. And there is some, obviously. I mean, you talk with our good friend, Reverend Tim Christopher. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a call to reform the police department. But the idea of going out on the street with social workers and going the route like St. Paul's taken and not pulling people over for offenses anymore.
Right. Well, look, I understand to a certain extent when 911 is called, not everything requires an officer with a weapon. That I understand. But that's something that could be addressed legislatively, which Mayor Fry, again, seems to be the same voice of reason talking about that very thing. And they shamed him and made him do the perp walk back to his apartment building when he said, well, no, I'm not for defund the police. I'm for serious reforms. And they basically shamed him. And remember, if you remember that infamous video.
Oh, sure do.
In summer of 2020, just kind of walking with his head down. It was I felt bad for the guy. I got to be honest, Mitch Berg.
Yeah. At that time, I felt, he pretty well deserved some humiliation for his performance then. But, he clearly read the crowd relatively close to right, at least on this issue here. I mean, can't say much to compliment Jacob Fry, but he's less crazy than the rest of his party.
So the Minneapolis ballot questions, the public safety amendment, i.e. defund the police, shot down, whereas the strong mayor amendment and rent control amendment, Star Tribune calls both officially approved. So there you
go. Wow. So looking at Virginia right now, it's a 2.9 point race for Youngkin with 96% in. I don't know, Brad. You're the accountant. I'm the concept guy. I don't know how McAuliffe pulls it out. I mean, it's going to be suspenseful. Not as suspenseful as New Jersey, where it's down to about a point again with 72%. 1.1%, which, again, is to be expected. I mean, you got to figure Bergen, Passaic counties, I'm sorry, Essex and Passaic counties are still reporting in a big way. That's inevitable. So,
okay. Well, we have a couple more segments to go on our election night broadcast, Decision 2021, Brad Carlson and Mitch Berg of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Check us out on the AM 1280 The Patriot Facebook page as well, where we are live streaming back in mere moments.
Security Administration's computer servers are 45 years old. Computer servers at Health and Human Services are 50. Maybe that's how cyber criminals hacked U.S. Census Bureau's computers, where everything about you is stored. The threat of some cyber thief stealing your credit card isn't your biggest risk. Your massive risk is that he takes over ownership of your home. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber criminals simply hack into vulnerable government, bank, or mortgage company servers where copies of your home's title is stored. They forge your signature stating you sold your home to them. Then they borrow on your home and leave you in debt, and you don't know until collection notices show up. Protect your most valuable asset. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Register your address to see if you're already a victim and use promo code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code RADIO. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code RADIO.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hey, this is Isaiah with the Kingdom Builders Roofing. A few weeks ago, I was reading Psalm 67. It reads, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us." I'm sure that most of us have heard that verse many times before. However, this time it hit me differently. I realized that we often stop reading at the end of the first verse and go about our day seeking God's blessings. But I started to wonder, why is the psalmist asking God to bless him? As I kept reading, the very next verse gave me the answer, "That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations." We were never designed to enjoy God's blessing, provision, and salvation without also spreading his glory. If you have any questions or comments about this or other scripture, you can reach me at isaiah@thekingdombuilders.com. That's isaiah@thekingdombuilders.com. Or feel free to call our office at 612-900-9166.
Would you like a career that's different every day? A job where you meet a lot of interesting people? Are you retired and looking for something fun and unique? Then Midwest Protection Agency is looking for you to join them in the exciting field of private security. Midwest Protection Agency needs full and part-time security officers now. There are requirements, but Midwest Protection Agency offers you thorough training. Find out if this is right for you today. Log on to mwprotection.net. That's mwprotection.net.
Got inflation? Not at PJ's Appliance Outlet. Every day your dollar will buy 40 to 70% more at PJ's Appliance. Hi, this is PJ. We take great pride in separating ourselves from those overpriced big box stores. How? By simply providing over-the-top customer service and great quality products at unbeatable prices. PJ's Appliance Outlet has quickly become the trusted go-to store for brand new scratch and dent appliances. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on brand new name brand refrigerators, ovens, washers and dryers and dishwashers from trusted brands like LG, Electrolux, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and many more. We're also the exclusive dealer for the Ilve handmade Italian stoves that you see on the DIY TV shows. Don't pay inflated prices for name brand appliances. Take the short drive to save big, big dollars at PJ's Appliance Outlet. Visit our easy to get to Plymouth showroom today or find us online at PJsApplianceOutlet.com. That's PJsApplianceOutlet.com, where every deal is a steal.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4610. 800-860-4610. 800-860-4610. That's 800-860-4614.
Tony Soprano taking the ticket out of the...
What are you going to do? Is everybody in my life crazy or what?
I keep trying to get up. They keep pulling me back.
That sounded more like Henny Youngman than Steve Van Zandt, I realize. Anyway, go ahead. You're a billboard here, buddy.
Oh, okay. I'm just picturing the opening of The Sopranos when I, every time I hear this, I pretty much have it memorized. I'm going on the Jersey Turnpike.
Same.
Hey, welcome back.
We digress.
Brad Carlson and Mitch Berg of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Decision 2021, pouring over all election results, local and national. You know, we've pretty much gone over the national, the local results regarding I was most interested in the three ballot the initiatives in Minneapolis. Only defund the police was rejected. So,
yeah.
As our mutual friend First Ringer said, maybe Minneapolis isn't nuts.
It's possible.
After all, anyways.
It is entirely. But First Ringer, a sharp fella, knows his Minneapolis. Not only has Minneapolis, if you're from the fourth ring suburbs and you look at Minneapolis and you think Jacob Fry is completely hopeless and completely out of his depth, you may be right. Mm. But he is the relatively moderate choice in that city compared to all of the legitimate alternatives. You look at Katie Knuth and the rest of the crowd that was up against Fry. Fry is almost like a John F. Kennedy type figure compared to any of these hamsters. In the meantime, the defund the police movement initiative got shot down. And not only that, but at least one, possibly three of its big supporters, Cam Gordon and Jeremiah Ellison. If I'm doing the math in my head, they're both out. It's like, we'll see what happens. But
what ward is Ellison in again?
Ellison, I want to say, is in 5. Let me take a look here real quick.
I guess I could look that up myself.
I'm looking it up right now
yes,
as we speak.
Correct.
5. Yep, ward 5.
Well, because I'm interested, you know, you did a breakdown on City Question 2, the defund the police in Philippe Cunningham's ward, Ward 3.
Yep.
Ward 5, I'm looking at it. It was Ward 5 Precinct 1 soundly defeated by about 60-40.
Yes.
Ward Precinct 2 about almost 2-1. Ward 3, or Precinct 3, I should say, 3-2. I mean, yeah, it was soundly defeated in Ward 5 as well.
Yeah.
So that is certainly a tribute. Now in Ward 5 Precinct 9, it actually narrowly won, like 354 and 332 against.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was pretty much overall was soundly defeated in Jeremiah Ellison's district. So that probably gives you an indication why he's struggling to emerge victorious, and he may yet not.
He may yet. If I'm counting the second choice ballots correctly, because he's right now around 31%, which puts him in the lead for the seat, but they don't stop counting until someone gets above 50%. And so far, if you count first and second choice ballots, his opponent Crystal Porter seems to be the one that, if I'm doing this properly, seems to have an inside shot at becoming the next city council representative. Now, she's a DFLer. For all I know, nothing about her. For all I know, she may be farther out than Jeremiah Ellison. As improbable as that may seem, this is what the DFL is. There's no bottom to scrape on that barrel. It just keeps going down.
Well, and we talk about, you know, the city council president, Lisa Bender, not seeking re-election.
Right.
Alondra Cano,
yep,
also not seeking re-election. I mean, they're as far left as you get. And
yeah,
and my initial reaction was, Hey, hooray! Oh, wait, we're probably going to get someone even further to the left. So as much as you rejoice over these entrenched elected officials being in and deciding not to seek re-election, or like in the case of Phyllis Kahn, remember Phyllis Kahn?
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, Phyllis Kahn, finally, she's been in since Nixon, is finally ousted. Didn't she lose to, I forget who she lost. Did she lose to Omar?
Ilhan Omar.
Was it Ilhan Omar?
Ilhan Omar, yep.
And it's like, my God, I pine for the days of Phyllis Kahn. What is going on?
Well, Phyllis Kahn looks like a moderate stateswoman.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Right.
That should tell you something here. So, yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, absolutely no surprises in St. Paul. Nothing. I mean, Melvin Carter's going to cruise to an easy win. I mean, against no opposition, against what could have been a respectable opposition had we not had ranked choice voting.
Right.
But he's at 61%, and Dino Guerin, fireman and former city councilman, and put her out of the Mitchburg garage fire in 2009, is in, quote, second place, unquote, with 12% of the vote, which is kind of like me saying, two more dates and I'll have a third date with Anna Kendrick.
There you go. And, of course, rent control consistently running 53 to 47 in favor of, with the, as each precinct comes in. So,
and in 20 years, people will be wondering, why is St. Paul simultaneously unaffordable, blighted, and gentrified? Uh-huh. Mark my words.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you know, you get the, I guess he, I think it was former New York City Mayor, the late, great Ed Koch, who said, the people have spoken, and they will be punished. So.
And the people, and every once, and that's a brilliant line, of course, but every once in a while, the people speak up. We've been following, of course, the Youngkin-McAuliffe race here all night here, and that's holding at about a 2.9 point lead right now with 96% in. I'm doing the math in my head the best I can. I don't see how McAuliffe pulls it off, no matter how many votes are sitting out there. And the big one here, this could still go south, but Jack Cittarelli pulling out to a 1.3 point lead with almost three quarter of the votes in. Again, that could slip back to slip back to Murphy. But the fact that I believe Biden won New Jersey by 12 points. The fact that this is not a runaway, this is not just another typical blowout win for a Democrat mayor in New Jersey, it has got to be considered bad news for the Democrats right now.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this at the outset. You know, Virginia kind of seemed to be a key indicator. You remember in 2009, the first opportunity mass amount of voters got to repudiate Barack Obama, Republican Bob McDonnell won the Virginia gubernatorial race.
Yep.
And I believe the Republicans made significant gains in the House of Delegates. And then what happened the following year in the midterms, Republicans took control of the House, made a severe dent in the Democrats' majority in the Senate. Then you go to 2017, Northam crushes Ed Gillespie by close to 10 points.
Wow.
Democrats closed I think it was like a 2-1 Republican advantage in the House of Delegates. It basically came up like a 50-50 split. Then 2018 midterms happened. What happened? The Democrats cleaned up. So if the trends hold, Republicans were already looking to be in pretty good shape for 2022. If Virginia is indeed the harbinger, the bellwether, whatever you want to call it, then, yeah, Republicans taking the House, I think that was a fait accompli anyways, but taking an outright majority in the Senate, that really sets up nicely for 2024. So, but again, the caveat I always use, never underestimate Republicans' ability to screw this up. So,
well, yeah, and here we are in Minnesota looking at perhaps one of the greatest opportunities Republicans have had to do a flip in forever.
Indeed, yes.
And we are approaching the midterms with a Republican Party that has been battered by disarray over this past few years, not to mention an entire, 15-year losing streak.
Yeah, 2006.
15-year losing streak for statewide offices. I mean, all trends, all streaks go until they stop. I mean, that's a law of physics right there. But it's fingers crossed that the Minnesota Republican Party learns how not to screw things up.
Well, and for purposes of full disclosure, Joe Biden won New Jersey in the presidential election by 16 points.
Oh, I was being conservative.
Yes.
Go figure. That's right.
Right, 16 points. He won Virginia by 10 points. A little over 10 points, and New Jersey by 16 points. So, yeah, I mean, this you've seen where the shift has gone, and people point to the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan in August. That's where it really started to take a dip, and it's never come back, Mitch Bird.
Yeah, and there's, I think it was Ben Shapiro was saying on his show earlier this week, there just is nothing good going on with the Biden administration. He has nothing to point to as an accomplishment. I mean, what have the Democrats accomplished anywhere? I mean, it's easy to say that. As a conservative, it's easy to look at any Democratic administration and go, what have they accomplished, and snark right. and snark. But on the other hand, literally, everything they have touched has been a disaster. They are like King Midas with sewage instead of gold as the product of their touch.
Well, and I remember they were touting specifically the infrastructure bill, and this was before the Afghanistan withdrawal. It passed with bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate. The infrastructure bill is like a big win for the Biden administration.
Yeah.
And the House won't even take it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they don't want to be putting their votes on the record as they head towards midterms here. Especially, it'll be interesting to see what happens now with these results coming out. And even, I don't know how McAuliffe pulls it out here. I don't. I mean, never say never. But it's still 2.9. They're holding it 96%. I have still some votes that take
1.4% now. Chitterelli is up.
No, wow, really?
1.4% with yeah. 2/3 in. Yeah,
makes me wonder if we don't have some of the areas down in the Pine Barrens digging themselves out from under the mob body dumping and getting to the polls here. Potentially, this is not what I expected to see this time of the night, Brad Carlson.
Exactly. Well, and again. The conventional wisdom going in was that even if McAuliffe won by like 1 or 2 points, that was going to be a bad sign for the Democrats.
Yep.
And this is worst case scenario for them. He
yeah.
looks like he's going to go on to lose. And again, the House of Delegates right now is a 50-50 split, but four of those races, the Democrats have less than a 2% lead. So again, mail-in ballots, provisional ballots, what have you. There's a slight chance it could flip maybe one of those to the Republicans, give them an outright majority, as slim a chance as that is. But the point is that it was just a great night overall for Republicans in Virginia, seemingly.
Yeah. And, you know, again, if you believe in miracles, and we're still at 2.9 points. Holy cow.
But the vote. But when you get to 96% reporting.
Yeah.
And you're talking 92,000 votes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not familiar, again, with my Virginia geography, but they're looking at some of the outstanding precincts. I mean, these are ones, there's a one down in the southern part of the state. I'm not sure which precinct that is, 61% reporting, and Youngkin has like an 8-point lead.
Yeah.
You're not going to find 96,000 votes there or 91,000 votes there.
And some of these districts that haven't reported in yet, if I remember my Virginia political geography, are kind of the ones up in the hills that are probably more Republican from the looks of it here. I mean, from what they're pointing at, I'm having to read sign language here off of Fox News.
And 100% of the precincts reporting, Atlanta wins the World Series. Oh, my gosh, I'm conflating sports and politics. Yeah, Atlanta wins the World Series for whatever that's worth. So,
as a nice thumb in the eye of the politically correct crowd that moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta.
Couldn't take the World Series out of there, by golly. You know, right. Molon Lob, come and take it. One final segment coming up. We've had a blast pouring over election results, Decision 2021, with two members of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, Mitch Berg, hey. And me, Brad Carlson. One final short segment coming back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
$800 a year. That's how much the average family is putting back in their pocket every year by ditching Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile and switching to Pure Talk. You get the same great coverage on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys for about half the cost. So don't wait any longer. Pure Talk's U.S.-based customer service is fantastic, and they can help you make the switch. Keep your number, keep your phone, or get Pure Talk's Black Friday pricing on phones like the iPhone 12, just $479. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. And listen, with their 30-day risk-free guarantee, you literally have nothing to lose. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Mark Levin, and you'll save 50% off your first month and save on a new phone. That's #250, say Mark Levin. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
$1,500 in savings is blowing your way from Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is coming, so now is the time to replace your furnace and air conditioner. Don't wait for the cold snap to take advantage of these deep discounts of $1,500 off before rebates on a new furnace and AC combo. Ask us about replacing your water heater with your purchase. Standard Heating's blustery November savings of $1,500 on a new furnace and air conditioner combo will have you swirling. Standard Heating is a family-owned and operated business with 91 years of serving the Twin Cities community. Take advantage of this November savings sale with $1,500 off before rebates. Hurry, this offer blows away on November 30th. Go to standardheating.com for more details. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, providing the comfort you deserve since 1930. Mention the Patriot. That's standardheating.com.
The Patriot Freedom Fan Club and New American Funding want to pay your mortgage next year. This is Tom Matiney from New American Funding, and I'm excited to be the sponsor of the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest. If you win, we'll pay your mortgage or rent for all of next year. That's extra money to take your family on vacation, put in a pool, or to help a friend in need. Enter once a day from now through December 20th at am1280thepatriot.com. The Christmas Mortgage Miracle from the Patriot Freedom Fan Club and me, Tom Matiney, at New American Funding.
Hey, you still got that trick knee that starts hurting whenever the weather's going to change?
Yeah, I'm feeling it now, Wade. It's that old hockey injury.
You know, an Arctic Spa all-weather pool from Premier Pool and Spa could help you relieve some of those aches and pains.
No kidding, eh?
Yeah, imagine coming home from a long day at the salt mine and easing into a world of warmth and comfort.
Oh, yeah, I can almost feel it.
And then, when you're all limbered up, you can stay in tip-top shape with an invigorating swim.
Wow, sounds like an all-weather pool from Premier Pool and Spa is a hot tub, a spa, and a pool all in one.
Yeah, and because it's engineered for the world's harshest climates, it's perfect for Minnesota.
Hey, maybe after a few sessions in my pool, I can actually get back on the ice again.
If you mean for ice fishing, then I would say, let's go, eh?
Yeah, that's probably more my speed. Hey, all-weather pools from Arctic Spa are on sale now at Premier Pool and Spa in Chanhassen. You deserve it.
Premier Pool and Spa, online at premierpools.com.
Take your favorite Patriot hosts with you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more. Just search for AM 1280 The Patriot in the App Store. Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. According to Forbes, the U.S. national debt is expected to approach $89 trillion by 2029. The real inflation rate is estimated to be upwards of 10%. It seems like the country is truly going backward. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution? NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation, and the name to know is Noble Gold. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. This month, Noble Gold is offering a 1 ounce American Eagle solid silver proof coin with every IRA or 401k opened. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Poor Juan Williams.
He looks like he's been punched in the stomach.
He wrote that piece at The Hill basically saying that parental, Youngkin talking about parental rights is basically like white code words or something. Because Mitch Berg in City of St. Paul, minority parents, they aren't pulling their kids out of public schools mass exodus, are they?
At a higher rate than the white parents are. We're going over the numbers just now, and we decided to look at the now currently. Youngkin in Virginia has a lead of, was it something like 90,000 votes?
Yeah, 91,000
votes. There are 120,000 votes left to be reported. Now, let's make sure. We're not sure if that means that there's a wave of mail-in votes that are going to get dumped into the process here at some point. We don't think so, but fingers crossed here. But if we count the votes that are out there right now, literally, Terry McAuliffe is going to have to win 75% of the outstanding votes to pull this out here. If we assume that these are this is the pool of votes to be counted. Now, fingers crossed. And again, boy, we've been burned on that one, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't see. I just don't see it happening. And you know, as distraught as Juan Williams looks, he's not even buying it. So,
yep. Jack Cittarelli's down to a 0.9 point lead in New Jersey right now. That's with 75% in. That's been a nail biter all night long. And just the fact that it's again, as you pointed out in the last segment, Joe Biden won that state by 16 points. There is no reason on earth this shouldn't be at least a high single digit win for Governor Murphy in New Jersey here right now, and yet Jack Cittarelli has taken him all the way down to the finish line here.
So Youngkin up over 3-point lead, 98,000 votes.
Really, we're there now. Okay,
yeah.
So literally, it's 80% of the outstanding votes that McAuliffe is going to have to win, assuming there aren't trunks full of extra ballots waiting to be dumped into the system here.
Right, right. So, you know, again, I think we've learned. Certainly, never to get too overconfident. But I think 2020 was kind of an exception with the pandemic. Whether you agree or disagree that should have been the case,
right.
There were certainly a lot of questionable tactics that were going on in certain states. But this is definitely looking good. A lot of outlets have called it for all the Republicans. The governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, House of Delegates right now is a 50-50 split. There's still some outstanding ballots that may come in, but as we've been mentioning, four of the Democrats have a lead of less than 2%. So yep. If just one of those flips to the Republican, it would be an outright majority. But as it right now, it looks like a 50-50 split in the Virginia House of Delegates.
Yep. So to go back to the local races in our few moments remaining here, the big news here tonight is somewhat surprisingly, I have to say, the Defund the Police movement not only going down in defeat, but fairly significantly so, and taking at least one, possibly two or three of its biggest proponents down with it. We know that Philippe Cunningham is out. I mean, soundly thrashed.
Yes.
In the fourth ward in Minneapolis. Jeremiah Ellison, if I'm doing my math correct, faces a very stern ranked choice election and may wind up losing this one in a squeaker. And Cam Gordon looks to be in about the same situation in Ward, I believe, one in Minneapolis. The longtime Green Party city councilman. The idea that the Green Party, now appearing to be a voice of moderation and reason in Minneapolis, is just absolutely too rich to digest, Brad Carlson.
Yeah, and our good friend Reverend Tim Christopher kind of dancing on the graves of a couple of those city council members.
Yes.
Two down, he says. So.
Yeah, two down, and that defund amendment getting terminated with extreme prejudice up on the north side. Not unexpectedly, I think, if you've been following some of the community dynamics up there, where Don Samuels is coming out against the DFL. This has just been a bizarre year. The lions lying down with the lambs in so many ways, Brad Carlson.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Minneapolis, like our friend First Ringer, I mentioned his tweet earlier, maybe Minneapolis isn't totally nuts.
Maybe. So let's. We've got seconds left here, Brad Carlson. 97% of the vote in. That means roughly 90,000 votes remaining, and it appears that Youngkin's lead is pulled out to 3.1%. That's got to be over a 90,000 vote lead at this point.
Before we saw it was like 98,000 votes. So.
If I'm doing the math right in my head, and barring any Lucy pulling the football away and bringing in bags of mail-in votes, by my math that I'm doing in my head, Terry McAuliffe is going to have to win roughly 105% of the outstanding votes to win this.
And there's no Chicago in Virginia, I don't think.
They're an innovative bunch, but fingers crossed. I don't know if we can dare call it here, but I'm thinking we've got to be getting close here, Brad Carlson.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we've enjoyed it. AM 1280 The Patriot, Mitch Berg and Brad Carlson from the Northern Alliance Radio Network Decision 2021 election night coverage. Congratulations to all of our preferred candidates who won their school board races. Wish we could have heard more from you, but you're out there celebrating. Mitch, look forward to checking out your show on Saturday.
Hey, see you Sunday.
Absolutely. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Good night, folks.
Happy 20th anniversary.
AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
High school sports are as American as apple pie. And going to a game or meet is a chance to see the stars of tomorrow shine today. But as anybody who's ever attended a high school sporting event in Minnesota knows, you can't have the stars without the stripes. High schools are currently looking for new officials in almost every sport. Who looks good in stripes? Anybody looking for a way to stay connected to a sport they love. If you like the idea of giving back to your community while earning a few extra bucks, chances are you'd look good in stripes too. We want to hear from you. We need to hear from you. No officials means no games. No stripes means no stars. And what kind of America would that be? Minnesota needs more high school officials. Go to highschoolofficials.com to sign up or learn more. That's highschoolofficials.com.
Unless you've visited our studios, you probably haven't seen how clean they are. But I assure you, you can hear it. Hey, I'm Trevor Kay, checking in on behalf of Forever Cleaning. Tasha and the team at Forever Cleaning are a big part of why we sound so fantastic on air. I mean, have you ever heard a dusty mic? Not here, you haven't.
It sounds something like this. No good, right?
But Forever Cleaning's attention to detail goes beyond the studios and this microphone. Our break room is clean and inviting, the office areas are orderly and organized, and the bathrooms are always spotless. If you need Forever Cleaning's expert care in your office or store, or you just want to make certain your mic sounds as good as mine, well then reach out to Tasha and her expert team today at forevercleaning.com. That's forevercleaning.com to schedule your free walkthrough and quote. Forevercleaning.com, that's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Celebrate. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.